This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hospital officials said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The strikes at a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinian families, as well as two homes. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military said it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is criticizing Israel for what he says is a lack of accountability for the killing of UN staff and humanitarian aid workers in the Gaza Strip. In a wide-ranging interview with Reuters Wednesday, Guterres condemned Hamas's deadly attack on southern Israel last October 7th that sparked the current war.
But then afterwards, we have witnessed a series of military interventions by Israel in Gaza with a level of death and destruction that has no parallel in my time as a Secretary General, and with very dramatic violations of international humanitarian law and total absence of an effective protection of civilians.
The UN says nearly 300 humanitarian aid workers, more than two-thirds of them UN staff, have also been killed during the 11-month-old conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy traveled to Ukraine's capital Kyiv on Wednesday. With Kyiv at a critical juncture in his struggle against Russia, Blinken said he wanted to hear directly from President Volodymyr Zelensky what Kyiv's goals are in the war and what Washington can do to help it achieve them.
We remain fully committed to Ukraine's victory, to not only ensuring that Ukraine can defend itself today, but can stand on its own feet strongly, militarily, economically, democratically, for many